welcome to the Friday, October the 7th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 10th episode, hard to believe already, for the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. If you're tuning in to our audio podcast for the first time, welcome. We hope this weekly podcast is a way for staff to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. Every Friday at 1 p.m., along with the Parent Square message that includes a link to this podcast, there are a few links you don't want to miss. First, there's a link to nominate a person or program to be featured in a future episode. There's also a link to a trivia question that's related to the podcast, so be sure to listen carefully. Submit your answer before Sunday at midnight for a chance to win one Jeans Day for you and your team or department. The winner will be announced during next week's Briefings with Butts podcast. We'd like to congratulate last week's winner, Christine Heath, at Wayne Preparatory Academy. Congratulations, Christine. So let's go ahead and jump in. A few important reminders. Just want to say again, thank you to all of our teachers and administrators and staff who made our parent-teacher conferences this week so enjoyable and provided those opportunities to really take that sphere away from our parents, to connect with them and make sure that we are building that bridge between home and school so that we can best support our students learning each and every day. Because of the 2 4-hour sessions this week for parent-teacher conferences, just a reminder that even though we are not working on Monday, it is a paid day in exchange for those 2 4-hour blocks. Also a reminder that your passwords will need to be reset. Actually, your password to get into the network will need to be reset before October the 25th, which will be here before we know it. Our building TAs are ready to assist you if you have questions. Also, certified staff, remember that your service hours action plan are due today. If you are listening to this podcast on Friday, October the 7th, if you'd like to receive that additional benefit, make sure that you get that in today before you leave for fall break. I know I don't need to remind you of this, but fall recess does start at the end of our workday today and will run October 10th through the 21st. I know that we're all looking forward to some enjoyable time off, some well-deserved time off during this fall recess. We have all had the experience of looking forward to time off, whether it's a weekend or a vacation, and then returning to work in need of another break. But today, we're going to focus on how to make the most of your time so that you can truly recharge and hopefully spend some time with your loved ones. We hope you have a great fall break. But let's talk to our guest today. This week, we are fortunate to have as our guest one of our Wayne wellness coaches, and actually, on a personal level, the wellness coach that I have the privilege to work with, Ethan Waltz. Ethan, welcome to our podcast today. We are thrilled to have you, but not everybody knows what a wellness coach is or does. Can you tell us a little bit more about what our wellness coaches are?
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks for having me. And to answer that question, you know, I'm sure we'll get into more of the specific services and resources that we offer here as wellness coaches for MSD Wayne. But as for a general description, I would define a wellness coach as someone who gives a person the tools, the guidance, and the support that that person needs to become a healthier version of themselves. Now, that could go in a lot of different directions depending on the client, but I think it really comes down to getting to know that client well, getting familiar with their goals, and then just working together to develop an effective plan overall.
So you talk about overall wellness. We're not just talking about losing weight or exercising more or becoming that marathon runner. So talk a little bit more about what does wellness mean?
Yeah, I think wellness means, you know, it's like you say, it kind of encompasses everything there. And it's not, I mean, I think you kind of hit it on the head there with not having necessarily a comparison to one thing or another. It's about improving yourself. It's not necessarily about being in competition with those around you or, you know, with what you're seeing on TV or on social media or anything. But just really focusing on taking it one step at a time and over time being able to look back and say, you know, am I in a better place now than when I was here a few weeks ago or 6 months ago or a year ago, and just playing that long game.
Are you our only wellness coach or do we have others?
No. So we have two other wellness coaches here. Madeline Diaz, she's recently married, so you might still see her name as Bernauer some places. And then Virginia Avila. So we're split up across the district. We each cover 9 locations across the district. So depending on what location you work at full-time here with Wayne will depend on who your coach is. And we can talk about ways later to maybe get in contact with your coach.
So we've mentioned a couple times that we're getting ready to head into fall break. Very exciting time for all of us. Weather has turned. We know that the temperature is starting to drop a little bit. Some people will be staying home. Some people may be doing some traveling. So with all of that being said, what tips might you have for our staff to consider so that they can really recharge during this break?
Yeah, so, you know, I've thought about this, and, you know, a way that I think about it, and maybe it's just coming from an athletic background, is thinking of a fall break or, you know, any of these breaks through the school year as kind of like a bye week during a season, right? And so I started thinking, you know, what are bye weeks for, you know, if it's in the middle of a long football season or what have you. So, you know, the first thing would be definitely take the time to rest and recover physically. That should be your makeup week. If you're feeling, you know, maybe that's just getting rid of some overuse injuries that are creeping up on you as a result of your workout regimen, or whether that's just taking that week to kind of catch up on your sleep schedule. I think rest and recovery are paramount during fall break. Also, just taking some time to pause and reevaluate your goals, you know, so just pause and kind of look back. Make sure that what you're doing to move towards those goals is sustainable and that you're able to track it and objectively say that you're moving in the right direction. The last thing you want to do is come out of a break, go right back into your normal routine and feel like you're back to spinning your wheels. That's something that you need to take the time over fall break to kind of evaluate a little bit further. I also think it's a good time to just brainstorm and test new ideas. You know, if you think about it, if you are an athlete and you hit a bye week in the middle of a season, you know, maybe the coach has some ideas for some new plays to throw in. Coach probably isn't going to wait and use those during the season when things are running full bore, right? You're going to use that bye week to kind of test those things out. So what I like to use for, you know, like this fall break coming up, I'll probably take some time to maybe try some different workout structures, maybe try a few new recipes, a couple meal prep ideas. And I have the time that, you know, if those things do take too much time and they're not sustainable for me, there's no harm done because they're not eating into my normal schedule. Instead, I can kind of play trial and error and then bank the couple ones that seem to work well. And I think lastly, just, you know, taking the time to kind of appreciate the now and just practice gratitude overall. So, you know, again, looking back, I remember hitting a bye week in the middle of a football season, and it's really nice to kind of have that week where you're not so singularly focused on your opponent at the end of the week, and you can kind of look around and say, you know, hey, you know, for me, it's like, hey, I'm out here on this beautiful day running around with my friends playing my favorite sport in the world, and there's a lot of people who would probably give a lot to be out here. Now being in my career, that's kind of transformed more into, you know, I'm doing something I love in a field that I have a lot of interest in and a lot of passion for. And, you know, as a part of that, it's an added bonus. I'm able to help people as I'm doing it. And I think it's just important to not lose sight of those things.
I love how you use the coaching analogy. We know that tonight, Ben Davis Giants are taking on Lawrence Central for the MIC championship in boys football. And so good luck to our Giants tonight as we stay with that coaching analogy and the teamwork. You mentioned earlier about wellness being all-encompassing and kind of being a much broader program. It's not just about diet. It's not just about working out. What are some of the things that the Wayne Wellness Team does to support our staff all year long?
Yeah, so the first would be, you know, wellness coaching itself, and that is personalized one-on-one coaching here. That is available to anyone who is on an IU health plan through the MSD Wayne District Insurance here. So that is a big part of our HSA incentive. A lot of people take advantage of that. You know, if you're going and getting your biometric here and you need to earn some money back on that for maybe not meeting quite all of your healthy standards, you know, that wellness coaching is the way to basically make that money back up. And That's not the only way to pursue wellness coaching, though. You know, maybe you do meet all your healthy standards and you're just looking to meet with a coach to kind of, you know, fit some of those last puzzle pieces in to try to kind of make your plan a little bit more complete. And we can certainly help with that. And I think it's important to say that our coaching services aren't necessarily limited to the four coaching sessions that are part of the HSA incentive. And, you know, I know for me, and I'll go ahead and speak for the other coaches here too, that, you know, our ultimate goal is not to have people just show up for their four wellness coaching sessions for the incentive and then leave. We would like to see you come back through the year and like to make it part of a regular, you know, kind of year-long routine. Along with that, we have Healthy, which is our online coaching platform and app. So if you are a client with us for wellness coaching, you'll definitely be familiar with Healthy for our scheduling and our charting, your intake forms. Everything is through that. We also archive all of our videos and podcasts. So if you're familiar with our newsletter, you've probably seen, you know, our Lunch and Learn videos, podcast links, and most people watch and listen there. If you're ever looking for past videos and podcast episodes, you can find those on Healthy. Healthy is also available to anyone who is just a full-time Wayne employee. So you don't need to be on an IU health plan here. You know, there's plenty of other things aside from visiting that content that you can take advantage of on Healthy. You can use it kind of as a tool to help log your nutrition, track workouts. You can even sync it to, I know, at least one wearable device and kind of track your fitness and health goals that way. We also do challenges throughout the year. Most people are pretty familiar with those. Again, if you follow our newsletter or us on social media, you'll see a lot of those. The beginning of this school year, we started with a hydration challenge, which we had pretty good participation with. We are wrapping up our current challenge, which is a bingo challenge right now. Actually, as we record this, we're kind of wrapping it up today. And people will be submitting their bingo cards here by the end of the week. We'll have a new challenge coming in November. So at the beginning of November, definitely keep your eyes peeled for more details coming out for that. And again, just keep an eye out for all those email newsletters, social media posts. We'll have more links there, more info on basically all the things I mentioned there above. And it's just the best way to stay up to date with all of our events and challenges.
So I think what I heard you say was wellness coaching is only for those who participate in our health plan through IU Health. But Healthy App, the Employee Assistance Program for Mental Health, the Your Money Line for Financial Health, and the challenges and newsletters are available to everyone who's employed with the school district.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, the Employee Assistance Program and the Your Money Line, those are two very important programs too. Still a part of our wellness program here, not something that, you know, I as a wellness coach necessarily deal with, but definitely something to promote. And those are free to all MSD Wayne employees, both the EAP and the services that Your Money Line provides.
What a great service that is, and a great benefit to being employed here. You have a baby on the way, you and your wife. Is that going to be part of your fall break plans, or you have other plans?
Yeah, so it will be for sure, at least part of it.
Maybe get that nursery set up.
That's exactly where I was going. Yeah, so it's been a gradual kind of project, you know, through the summer. And now as we move into the fall, kind of remodeling one of our spare rooms into a nursery. So I have some finishing touches to put on that, but it's almost done. So I'll be finishing that up over fall break for sure. That'll be priority number one before I kind of move on to relaxing and recharging for the rest of it.
Very exciting. And the due date is?
November 13th.
All right, so right around the corner.
Yes.
Not too far away. When you are not working, when you're not a wellness coach, what do you like to do?
Yeah, so I'd say in general, you know, be outdoors as much as possible, you know, as much as the weather here in Indiana permits. So I enjoy camping, hiking, going to a lot of state parks and stuff. You know, I've recently, in the last few years, we've been putting out a garden and kind of growing our own vegetables and doing that thing, and that's been fun. Cooking, been getting into some pretty basic woodworking, you know, when I have the time and the excuse to make something. Overall, I...
Like a crib?
The crib was outsourced. I contracted the crib job. It was a little big for me. You know, stuck with the bookshelf set. So, But yeah, overall, I do like picking up and practicing new skills, kind of becoming more of a generalist over time. When I do need to relax, it's generally hanging out with family and friends, reading a book, watching a sporting event, something like that.
Last question for you. We ask all of our guests, what is your favorite place on earth?
Yeah, this is tough because, I've been pretty blessed to see some pretty beautiful places. I think I would have to say any place with mountains and forests. I like the beach just as much as the next guy, but I don't think I could ever get tired of a place like, say, the Blue Ridge Mountains in the fall. That's kind of my kind of nature and kind of terrain. So those are the places I'd probably like to visit the most.
Ethan Waltz is our guest today. Thank you, Ethan, for joining us and sharing some information with our listeners today on what the Wayne Wellness Program is and what you have to offer.
Thanks for having me.
Speaking of the beach, near and dear to my heart, as a graduate of Naples High School in Naples, Florida, we do send out all of our best wishes to the residents of Southwest Florida and Florida in general, as well as South Carolina that had some destruction and damage recently due to the hurricane. We know that it's a rebuilding process, and I appreciate all of those who reached out and inquired about my family. They are doing great. God's hand was over them and certainly protected them from some serious destruction and other things that were occurring during the hurricane. So appreciate everyone reaching out and inquiring about my family still in Southwest Florida. Coming up, we'll mention it one more time, probably don't need to, but it is fall break the next 2 weeks, October the 10th through the 21st. We know that many of our staff members and all of our students will be off, but our buildings will still be buzzing with several of our employee groups who will be working, making sure that we are ready when we return from fall break. The offices in all of our buildings will be closed for what we call district shutdown, October 17th through the 21st. Buildings will still be open for activities and things that are scheduled, but our offices will be closed for district shutdown the 17th through the 21st. Because of the wellness initiatives and the wellness plan that we have and the employees who have done a phenomenal job with their wellness, we have some great news coming up, but won't share it until our next podcast as we get ready to open up our benefit plan enrollment November 1st through the 15th, so first 2 weeks of November. So stay tuned for that exciting information and more on that. But that's it for this week. We're going to take the next 2 weeks off for the podcast. Be sure to tune in after break on Friday, October the 28th, for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great fall break.